Our merciful, gracious, and loving God, we find ourselves before you on this Sabbath day, gathered together as your people, brothers and sisters in Christ, children of yours, adopted through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and humbly we bow our hearts before you this morning. We bring many needs, maybe none greater than forgiveness and grace, but other needs of strength in the journey, boldness in our witness, to live in truth, and to truly trust in you through Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. For those three things are central to who we are, whose we are, and what we become, children of the living God. As we bring our hearts before you, upon them it is likely to be found many burdens, many cares, maybe problems and struggles, temptations that are before us. Father, as we go through all of these things, may we seek you in them, through them, and that you would guide us, and that we would follow. Father, even in the smallest of the details, you're there. The biggest of problems is not too big for you. So, Father, let us trust in faith that you are with us, in us, and through us into the world, to present you the living hope. And Father, we pray for our church family, the needs of our hearts and lives here. And Father, we extend our prayers as always to the other churches in our community and around the world who truly proclaim Christ as the risen Lord. Father, we pray for them, their mission and ministry. We pray for our leaders in this church, other churches, our community, our nation, and around the world. Father, we pray for those who suffer under violence, oppression, and the isms. Father, we'd pray that we would see each other not as challenges, but that we would see each other as people who share the same concerns, seeking to be loved and to love, to care, to be cared about. And Father, if we do this and we lay aside pride and greed, the world changes for everyone. And Father, as we continue our prayers, we do pray for those in hospitals recovering at home, those yet to go, for surgeries upcoming, test results being waited upon. Father, we pray for all of those in nursing homes and even those shut in their own homes. God, comfort them, bless them, and be with them. And we lift our prayer in the name of Jesus our Christ. Amen.